Beyond the prosperous emporium of Mazyrus lies another kingdom, belonging to King Pandion. There, about 500 states distance from Mazyrus, is the Emporium of Nelkinda. It is situated about 120 stades from the sea, but it can be accessed by river. However, this river has sandbanks and shoals within its channels. Vessels coming downriver from Nelkinda for their outbound voyage must therefore anchor in the open sea to take on board their cargoes. At the very mouth of this river is another settlement called Bakare, but the kings of Mazyrus and Nelkinda have their dwellings inland from here. Vessels coming from the open sea in the vicinity of these places will get an indication that they are approaching land, as sea snakes will emerge to meet them. These creatures are black in colour, but they are shorter, with dragon-shaped heads and blood-red eyes. Ships in the port of Mazyrus and Nelkinda carry full loads because of the volume and quantity of pepper and cinnamon that is available here. They offer us a market for mainly a great amount of money, but also peridot, limited quantities of clothing with no adornments, multicoloured textiles, sulphide of antimony, coral, raw glass, copper, tin, lead, a limited quantity of wine, about the same as goes to Barrigaza Emporium, grain in sufficient amounts for those who are involved in the shipping business, because the local merchants do not use it. They export pepper, grown for the most part in Catanarike. This is the only place connected to these two trade ports where pepper is grown. They also export good supplies of fine quality pearls, ivory, Chinese silk cloth, Gangetic nard, Malabrathum, bought from the interior, and all kinds of transparent gems, diamonds and sapphires, and tortoise shell, the kind from the Golden Land, and also the kind called around the islands lying off Limerike itself. In the past, men used smaller vessels to arrive here. They followed the curves of the bay from Kana and Eudaimon, Arabia, to sail the whole coastal route which has just been described. Then, when a ship's captain named Hippalos plotted the location of the points of trade, he realised the configuration of the sea, and he was the first to discover the route over open water. In this place, the winds we call Etesian blow seasonally from the direction of the sea. A southwesterly breeze therefore makes its appearance in the Indian Ocean. This wind is now called after the name of the person who first discovered the direct way across. Even now, because of this wind, some ships can leave directly from Kana and others from the promontory of Spices. Any vessels bound for Limerike can hold out the wind in this quarter for most of the way. Other ships that are bound for Barrigaza and everyone going to Scythia keep the wind on this quarter for only 3 days and no more. In this manner, ships will be carried away from the land over the ocean on the high seas. They will bypass the previously mentioned bays and can continue for the rest of their run on their own proper course. Now, beyond Bakare, there comes the Red Mountain, as it is called, with a region known as the Seaboard, extending directly to the south. The first stopping place on the coast that has a good harbour is called Balita. After this, the next stopping place is a little settlement port called Comar. It is said that at one time a goddess dwelt there and performed ablutions. So men who wish to have a holy life perform cleansing rituals, practice celibacy, and choose to remain there for the rest of their days. Women also do the same. Beyond Comar, the region extends as far as Kol Choi, and it is here that convicts dive for pearls. The region is under the king of Pandion. After Kol Choi, along the borders of a bay, is an area called the Strand. In one place, pearls are gathered. Inland from here is a region named Argaru. It exports cotton garments. Vessels sailing from both Limerike and points north call at the following trade ports and harbours. In order of importance, they are Kamara, Paduke, and Sopatma. These places are home ports for the local boats that sail along the coast as far as Limerike. Oversized, dugout canoes called sangara, held together with a yoke, dock here, and the same ports are used by the very large Calandia Fronta that sail across to Crisi and the Ganges region. There is a market in these places for all the Western trade goods imported by Limerike. Generally speaking, goods are trafficked all along this coast, all year round, both the cash originating from Egypt and most kinds of goods originating from and supplied by Limerike. Regarding the regions beyond the land of Garu, the course now turns off towards the east. Projecting due west into the ocean, there is an island that extends almost up to the part of Azania that lies opposite. Nowadays, it is called Palaisimundo, but its inhabitants know it by the ancient name of Taprobane. The part of it that lies towards the north is civilized. It produces pearls, transparent gemstones, cotton garments, and tortoise shell. Around this area lies the region of Massalia, which extends far inland. A great many cotton garments are produced there. From this area, if you sail due east across the bay that lies alongside, you will come to the Desarene country. This is the habitat of a kind of elephant called the Bozare. Beyond here, the course now turns towards the north. Here are numerous barbaric peoples, among them the Kiridae, a race of wild men with flattened noses. Another people are the Bargisoi. Then there are those called horse faces, who are said to be cannibals. After this, by heading east with the ocean on the right and sailing on an outer course to the left, past the remaining parts of the coastline, you will reach the Ganges region. In this vicinity, Crisae is the furthest part of the mainland towards the east. There is a river nearby that's also called the Ganges. This is the greatest of all the rivers in India and has a rise and fall like the Nile. Through here are shipped out cinnamon, gangetic nard, pearls and cotton garments of the very finest quality. It is said that there are gold mines in the area, and the region has a gold coin called the Keltis. Beyond the river is an island in the ocean. It is the furthest landmass towards the east and is positioned beneath the rising sun. This land is called Crisi, and it supplies the finest tortoise shell of all the places in the Indian Ocean. At the Ganges region, you are by now at the northernmost point. Somewhere on the outer fringe where the sea ends, there is a very great inland city called Thena. From this place, silk, floss, yarn and cloth are trafficked by land by way of Bactria to Baragaza. Silk is also taken via the Ganges River to Limerike. It's not easy to get to this Thena. Only rarely do people come from it, and even then, only a few. The area lies right under Ursa Minor, and it is said is connected to parts of the Pontus and the Caspian Sea. It lies on the same parallel as Lake Moesius and the junction where the Caspian empties into the Northern Ocean. Every year, a certain tribe called the Sesetae turns up at the border that lies between them and the people who live on the Thena side. The Sesetae people are short in body and have a level-faced profile. They come bearing great packs resembling mats of green leaves and bring their wives and children with them. Then they remain at some location on the border, spread out their mats under them and hold a festival for several days. After this, they return to their own inland homes. Local people are expecting this, so they turn up in the area to collect what the Sesetae have spread out for exchange. What lies beyond this area? Because of extremes of storm, the bitter cold, and the difficult terrain, but also because of some divine power of the gods, these places have not been explored.